Francesca Hong, socialist candidate for Wisconsin governor, says it was cowardly for hospitals to stop transing kids. By Catherine Hamilton on July 13, 2026. Wisconsin Democratic Socialist gubernatorial candidate and state representative Francesca Hong claimed it is cowardly for hospitals to stop providing sex change drugs and surgeries to minors. Hong once again backed gender-affirming care for confused youth during a Community Conversations live stream with Brick Cider on Sunday. "Everyone in our state deserves to feel safe, and our LGBTQ students and community deserve to live a life of dignity and be themselves, their most authentic selves. Any legislation that comes on my desk that attacks the LGBT community will be an immediate veto," Hong said. "And that our schools, you know, we have to make sure that we are providing mental health resources and equipping our educators and our school counselors and our school psychiatrists with the resources they need to be able to support our students," she continued. "Watch this attack on our trans kids, especially, you know, to see what's happening with healthcare. Gender-affirming care that is healthcare, coming down from our hospitals. It's cowardly what's happening, and it's important that elected officials and folks with the platform speak up and speak out to ensure that all of our students feel safe, can be themselves, and know that they have a governor that's in their corner," she said. In January, Hong similarly called for expanding access to sex change drugs and surgeries and said she supports using taxpayer dollars to do so, including for minors. "We have to look at expanding health care, especially gender-affirming care. And right now, when our hospitals are under threat of providing gender-affirming care, which hospitals have paused right now," Hong said during an appearance on the Take Two podcast, "we have to make sure that communities are coming together to stand up for trans rights. Look at ways that we can invest in clinics to still provide that care, and be vocal about uplifting trans joy and defending trans lives." Hong also said elected officials should not cave to the pressures of not standing up for trans folks, and said she would veto any bill that supposedly targets trans-identifying people. "Our queer and trans communities contribute so much. And they are leaders, they're educators, they're creatives. And no one should strip anyone of their humanity. I think it's cowardly to target a vulnerable community," Hong stated. "A community that just wants to live, and distract us from the authoritarianism and the policies that are hurting all of our communities. I would veto any legislation that harms the trans community." Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.